Yes, we're back, guys, twice in 1 week. Hope you guys are enjoying this double, this bang bang, whatever you want to call it. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show! Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, I like that one.
How's it going, Carolyn?
It's going good.
It's going absolutely great listening to Slater Kinney here for the first time ever. I'm really getting into this band. I don't know why I missed out on this.
Where were you 15 years ago?
Where was I?
Where
was I
when this all...
Yeah. I tend to have a tendency to catch up on things a little late, but I feel that's good because it's honest
to me. It's new to you.
Yeah. But Carolyn, who do we have?
Oh, we have a special guest in studio. We have Mr. Joey Roseman.
Joey, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm good. I'm good today.
Did you are the star of this year's Awesome Con commercial.
Yes,
we got, I am. We got to put that out there. It's interesting because before that aired, you left the internet entirely.
Yeah, I did like about 2.5 months where I was just incommunicado completely.
Oh, I admired that.
It was totally weird. I think, I don't know why I did it. I was just like, I'm done with Facebook now. No more OkCupid.
Did you like completely cancel out or you just didn't log in?
Well, I actually canceled out all my accounts. I even deleted the app from my phone, which I think is a huge, huge emotional commitment because I couldn't get messages anywhere. People could not find me. I couldn't check in when I went to interesting places, which is really the only valid way that people know you're at interesting places.
And how stalkers can get to you.
Well, I want my stalkers to know I went to interesting places. Otherwise, they wouldn't stalk me. That's, you know.
That's what the internet's all about.
Yeah, I want to be more approachable to my stalkers.
So you are on Twitter, though.
Yes. Nemo Nixon at Twitter.
Replay that, because I kind of talked over
you
it.
You got to spell that, too.
Oh, Nemonixon.
Okay.
It was a band that I never started.
Okay, sweet. So, are you back on all these social medias, or that was just a little break?
Most of them. I'm back on the Facebook. I think possibly I've got a blog somewhere that I should check up on.
So Twitter. What brought you back? Just you're like, my time is up. I'm back.
You know what? It was firstly the commercial, mm-hmm. because everyone was like, you have to promote the commercial.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's pretty good. Plus, it's like, hey.
It's funny because it's like to promote a commercial is like we're promoting something that's promoting something
yeah.
else. You know,
there's a synergy to it.
It's advertising.
Yeah. And plus, I kind of wanted people to see and be like, hey, guys, look, I'm doing something good. Mm-hmm. I'm not just, you know, at home complaining about, you know, work or.
Yeah, you're like, I'm actually doing something now. Like, I'm back.
Yeah, it's like this is like progression and happiness and everyone be happy for me. So that was. That was nice. That was part of it. And after that, I also just wanted to be back on Facebook. I'm trying to do this thing where I don't argue on Facebook anymore, though.
Oh, that's so easy, though. Hold that thought. Speaking of promotion, Carolyn's news.
Oh,
is up.
Yeah, we got some promotion going on here. Okay, guys, this coming Saturday, Joe and I will be at The Amazing Comic Shop, which I think is their new name. But for those of you that aren't caught up officially yet, it's the formerly Laughing Ogre Comics in Fairfax, right near George Mason, at University Mall. So this place has also been referenced to as Phoenix Comics, because that sign has been out there forever, but yeah, it's Phoenix Comics.
So many.
I still think of them as Phoenix.
Yeah, like Laughing Ogre, and now it's apparently The Amazing Comic Shop.
But it's at the comic book store at University Mall.
Yes.
In Fairfax.
University Mall, Fairfax. Be there. I don't know exactly what time Joe and I are going to be there, if we're going to be there a whole day or just part of it, so please pay attention to the blog at curls-studio.com for possibly that updated information. But yes, this Saturday is Free Comic Book Day, and for those of you who are unfamiliar with Free Comic Book Day, it's this really cool day, which is the first Saturday of every May, every year. It's been going on for a while now. You can go to practically any comic book store in, I guess, North America, and get free comics. It's so amazing, and it's a good way to also introduce people into the comic book medium, and they have a lot of kid-friendly comics that day as well, and I don't know, I find, like, the best Discovery comics on that day. It's
yeah.
really awesome.
That's actually how I learned about Hellboy.
Oh, cool.
That's how I learned about Stray Bullets.
Nice. See? That's great. I like it, because you discover all these new things, they're free, you can grab a whole bunch, and I always have a great time on Free Comic Book Day. It's really just a fun day. And also, I think, like, if you're into horse racing, I think, like, one of those Triple Crown events is on at the same time.
It's the Derby. Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby.
Also, that night is Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, my gosh. It's a triple header. Like.
Also, I heard there's some movie opening that Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure about
it. Or that this Thursday night, too. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something. I don't know
has
what
a robot
is.
In
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's like a
Scarlett Johansson's
in yeah.
it. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, there's just so many things going on this
upcoming
weekend.
They really need to learn to promote that movie more.
They really do.
I can't remember the name. Yeah. Oh, it's so tough. Okay.
But damn, Ex Machina was awesome.
Yeah. And also, okay, so that's this coming Saturday. Again, that's May 2nd, Free Comic Book Day. And also in May, the major event of May that everyone's looking forward to in the DC area is Awesome Con, May 29th, May 30th, and May 31st. It's a 3-day show, Awesome Con DC at the DC Convention Center. It's so amazing. You guys got to be there. All three of us are going to be there. And of course, you know, Joe produced and directed the commercial, and Joey's here. And, you know, they just recorded the radio spot. So we figured time for a podcast. Right after that.
Perfect time for a podcast.
Perfect. Because, you know, we got to get the audio mixed in with all that jazz.
And I was already mic'd up, so just...
And you're already mic'd up, he's already here.
Way
you know,
easier.
It's just perfect.
The ultimate opportunist, I like to think that. I always think about, what would Edge do? What would Edge do?
Retire at, like, 40? I don't know.
He was forced to retire.
Yeah, that was, like, a forced retirement. Because I think they said, like, if he were to take one more bad bump, he could be paralyzed. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, I'm going to retire.
It's a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he had a good career. I felt like they also had a good send-off for him and everything. It wasn't just like, oh, where's Edge? Oh,
yeah.
He's gone.
Isn't he, like, the most decorated WWE wrestler of all time as far as number of titles? I could be wrong on that one.
He's probably
sure.
one of them.
Like, just from the number of tag titles he
held. At least the most memorable of them. Because there's a lot of people, you know, like you have Cena and Orton. They've had the belts, like, many times, but you don't really, I mean, what, I don't remember what they had.
I cannot remember a single Orton, like, title reign. I just know that occasionally he has the belt.
Yeah. Like, somehow that happens.
Yeah, and
I literally don't know how Orton got the belt so many times.
No, like, the only one I can remember is...
It's like title change out of nowhere. That's what it is.
The Viper strikes. So, speaking of wrestling and Awesome Con, just want to let everybody know, on that Friday of Awesome Con, they are going to have two WWE superstars, Natalya and Seth Rollins.
And someone we know in this room is moderating the panel. That they're not allowed to announce yet, but there's a hint.
Oh, okay.
It's not me. It's
I wonder who. Well, once that's official, we can officially promote.
Yeah. So, Joey, are you looking forward to, you know, Age of Ultron?
Yes.
Let's bring it out. Like, is that something that you've been excited about?
That's, like, the biggest thing I have, like... Ever since Daredevil last week.
Did you say that's the biggest thing I got going on?
It's what I got going on this week.
It's funny because, like, I used to, like, in high school, I used to have, like, I felt like nothing to look forward to in life except watching Batman the Animated Series when I get home. Did you have ever anything like that?
Yeah, it was Batman the Animated Series. With the
same
age.
I wasn't alone.
Yeah, but that's it. It's like this whole week, I'm like, okay, all I got to do is... It's, you know, I got to get through today. Well, actually, today I got something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because
it's Extreme Rules tonight.
Yeah. And then after this, I got Age of Ultron, and that's going to happen this weekend. So I just figured out if I'm going to watch it at the Alamo on Friday or maybe Saturday night, go up to Benji's up in Maryland. It's a drive-in. It's awesome.
Wait,
ooh,
tell me about this Benji's.
Okay, Benji's. It's a drive-in up in Maryland. I started going 2001.
I have never heard of this, and I love the name Benji because the dog is super cute, and I also love Benji Madden. So, and it's a drive-thru, so those are three things that...
It's crazy. It's the biggest, apparently, like, the biggest screen on the East Coast, or at least it was 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, just drive in, you pull up your car, they have those burgers that I think were actually made in the aluminum foil. Like,
what?
You know, it's the food isn't great.
Do they have,
so...
like... People
perfect.
In rollerblades come and get you your food?
Sadly, no. You have to go to a little concession.
You have to actually do it yourself?
Yeah, and it's like this little concession cafeteria that, like, you come through and...
Just like in The Outsiders.
It's just like in The Outsiders.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing. Where is
this?
It's in Baltimore, right outside... basically, I think it's Eastern Avenue. Is that it?
I have no idea.
I've heard of Eastern Avenue for some... I'm not super familiar with Baltimore. I really only come up for, like, Baltimore Comic-Con and to see Jane's Addiction and stuff like that. But, Yes, yeah, I will try to make effort to check out Benji's sometime this year.
It's awesome. They do these triple features. The first one I saw there was I was living up in Baltimore. I went to see Spider-Man, so I made it a point to see all three of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies at the drive-in.
That's so cool.
It was great.
How many burgers do you go through like while you're there?
Well, they have three movies per night, so more than I'd like to admit. There's a lot of those burgers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even that great. They're just.
Oh. Do they taste better because you're in that environment?
I view them the same way that yes, that's it. It's like how Sonic burgers. When you actually eat one, you're like, it's okay. But then as soon as you get back up to Northern Virginia, you're like, I want it.
Yeah.
I want it again.
Oh my gosh.
I want to head straight back for that burger that is in no way, shape, or form bad. Don't get me wrong.
It's not bad.
They're not worth the time and effort to go there. But when you're up here, you really think they are.
And what is up with Sonic advertising, especially during wrestling in our area, when there is no Sonic that's like within an hour?
Both of them are almost exactly an hour away.
Yeah.
There's one in, is it Fredericksburg? Between here and
Richmond? I've heard that there is one there.
Yeah, there's one in Fredericksburg. I think it's one exit 126. This is my weird encyclopedic knowledge of all the exits of 95 and 81. And then the other one is off 315 in Winchester.
Oh, it's too far.
How does my brain do that?
it's almost like I only go to Sonic. I don't think I've been to a Sonic in Virginia, but we've been to the ones near Baltimore. There's like three of them up there.
Are there some near Baltimore?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Okay, now I know.
Okay, like, because we gotta know where Sonics are. And, but it's so crazy because I'm like, dude, I want a Sonic. And they have like the milkshake happy hours.
Oh my God.
And like the drink happy hours. I forget, I don't know all the times, but it's like half price milkshakes after a certain time at night. And I'm like, dude, that's when you're supposed to have a milkshake.
Yeah.
Like, really late at night. And also my first, actually, second experience with Sonic was actually the first one up in Baltimore, though, was our deliverer was awesome. He was this like black, skinny, gay guy, and his name was Christmas.
His name was Christmas. I admired him. For one thing, how many times do people like, you know, who work at a fast food place tell them your name?
Yeah, he was
if
like,
my name was Christmas, I would tell everyone.
I know.
He was like, hi, this is Christmas. I'm here to take your order. And I was like,
also,
who is this guy? And then when he came out on his rollerblades, I was like, hell yeah. That guy is my top dude now.
That guy is almost a James Bond villain.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And also he's like, I don't really remember like waiters' names when I go out to the restaurants, you know, sorry. I usually forget about waiters. I'm just like, whatever, bring me my food.
Yeah.
But I will forever remember Christmas like for a really long time.
Yeah, like forever.
Like forever. Like he's invaded my brain and that guy rules. So whoever you are, Christmas up there in Maryland, you rock and you rock Sonic.
I hope you work there forever.
I actually, you know, if he has other aspirations, like I would like him to achieve that. But if he wants to keep working there forever, I think he does a great job.
Maybe he can just, you know, pull a few shifts like a couple times a week, you know, like he'll go to med school. He'll be fine. He'll be John Hopkins.
Yeah.
And then like on the weekends, he'll be like, but Christmas is still serving your burgers.
Yeah.
It's what I do.
And like he had this little name tag that said Christmas.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Heck yeah. And I don't know anyone else named Christmas, but that guy rules. I don't know if I would want to name like my son after him, but it's an admirable name.
Like should people just be naming people after like holidays? Is that how it works?
I don't know.
Someone's gonna be named Easter. Or?
I don't know anyone named Easter. I know Esther, but I don't know an Easter.
That's probably what that is. So they wanted to round it to.
Yeah, just kind of like.
You're writing something right now too, Joey. Yeah. And I always have this trouble with thinking up of cool character names. Like, do you have any favorite like names?
You know, and that's the hard thing.
That's the tough part for me.
Yeah, because
names.
You have this moment of like, oh my god, I found out I got a cool name in my head, and I'm gonna name this person, and it's gonna be so it'll resonate so well in the story, and then you realize that wait, real people don't name their children like that. Real people don't do this names. And I always wonder if there's a mimetic reality to it to say like, maybe I'll just name him Jack. Jack's a good name.
But that's not even like that.
Like Jack from Lost.
But
that's short for a name though, right?
Jackson.
I thought John, right? Like Jacks or Johns? Isn't that how it works?
Jasper John.
Like those can just be
the
names.
Artist?
Yeah, I thought you could interchange Jack and John. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
You can't mix Jack and John. Maybe you can.
Jack and Jill?
No, John, that goes to Jonathan. Then Jonathan is Jackson.
Is Jack? I don't think Jack is short for Jackson. Cause I think Jack is just Jack.
What? Wait, Jack, that sounds like it should go short for Jackson.
It should, but I think Jackson, people just started adding son to the son? End of Jack.
Oh, hello, Jack, son.
Yeah, it's like people just wanted to name their kid Jackson.
If you think about Jack, it's such a, it's like, where does that even come from, Jack?
It's just there. It's a weird name.
Because usually there's like a history to like names,
Apple
right?
Jacks.
Yeah. Like Apple Jacks.
Or that game that people used to play on the stoop, Jacks.
Yeah, but that's with an X.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the guy from Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Or like that is that place still around, Jacks with two X's?
No, actually, they're about to go ahead.
They're update. They're
update.
Closing
news.
On May 5th, May 9th. I just, my friend of mine played her last show there, and she was all like, yeah, they're closing. This is the last time. And I was like,
that's sad.
They're closing Jack Empire.
Empire.
They're closing Jacks. It's always going to be Jacks to me.
Yeah.
I saw the Misfits there like 15 times. It's Jacks.
I've you know what's funny? I still have never been there, but I know of it, and I've been around. I just never saw a show.
You should.
What, I don't know. Should I see a show?
I think you should see a show. It's like 3 days left. Just what? Pop in.
Just pop in. How big is the place? Because that's like an institution.
It is. It's not. It's a really great venue, actually. It's a good size.
Why is it closing?
Like, I don't know.
Probably money.
Or they just go into a bigger place?
Usually when things close, it has to do with money.
But it's like the only...
They're always next to that kebab place or whatever.
Yeah. But
maybe they got kicked out because of sound regulations.
Yeah, but they were there first.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just...
They've been...
I don't know if the law changed.
Maybe they're just like, I'm tired of it. Yeah. They're just like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, I know they went under new management about when they became Empire. So what was that, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess maybe the new people just decided not to renew their
lease. What
do
you think about Empire as like such a used name, too? There's an Empire in like Richmond. There's like an Empire everywhere. There's a Roman Empire. There's
an Empire Records.
Yeah, Empire Records.
Quick question, though. Just, are we not saving the Empire? Is that not happening? That there is a music venue named Empire closing, and nobody is doing like a save the, you know,
I know, right?
Fight
no,
the man, save the Empire thing going on. Is that
well,
am
no,
I the one who wants
no
this?
No one wants to buy music in person anymore. Maybe that's what it is.
You still go see music in person. It's where you
people are too lazy.
Yeah,
we are really lazy these days.
Would you count yourself as a lazy person, Joey?
I am probably a lazy person.
Really?
I actually don't consider you one because I don't like super know you on like a friendship level, but. I don't consider you a lazy person because you're here today.
It's true.
That's true. You took, by taking effort here, you're not lazy.
Because there's some people that are like, oh, cool, yeah, I'm up for it. And then, like, they just flake out. So, I'm just saying, at least today, you are not a lazy person.
Today, I'm not being lazy.
You're being productive.
I don't know what I did yesterday at all. I think I threw a party last night.
Did you really throw a party? Are you a party person? You throw parties?
It
seems like you drink a lot from your postings. Seems
I
like
do.
You drink a lot. And now you're growing a beard. So for people who see this, the posting, they're going to realize he doesn't look like the Joey that we saw in the commercial. You look like the Joey that's ready to join like Mumford & Sons and stuff.
Oh, goodness.
The beard is actually part of my laziness. I ran out of razor blades.
Really?
Okay.
It's okay. That happens.
Joe, you also have beardedness, but you might understand this. Have you ever gone to a supermarket and been like, I don't actually know what razor blades fits in my razor?
Well, what's funny is
That's why they have the Dollar Shave Club that always has that commercial.
I do not do clean shaven. I don't. I use the clippers because I like a little bit of the what's it called? A little bit of the grit
yeah,
to it.
You got a little, you got a little fuzz. It's good.
And I feel like whenever I go clean shaven, I just don't feel tough.
Yeah, I actually feel
that's just me.
I feel 15% tougher right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
oh,
that's,
okay.
That's what having a beard is all
so that's
about.
That's when the masculinity going, comes out.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm ready to. I can hang out at a bar. You know what I mean?
I can chop wood.
I can chop wood. You know
I want
mean?
To steal my flannels back from my little sisters.
Exactly. What? They took your flannels?
Oh, yeah. One day, both my little sisters, it was like a little tiny person feeding frenzy. My mother took out a box of old flannels and was like, these are things Joey hasn't worn since he was in freshman year of college, because that's when we were all tying flannels around our waist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys remember.
Yeah.
And then my sisters,
I used to rock that all the time.
It was the best look. Leather jacket, flannel tied around your waist, just like Raven.
Exactly. Just like Raven, dude.
Just like Raven. And my sisters, like both of them, they're both like 5'4", little blonde girls, just like dive into that pile of flannel. And just it was like, I've heard of like, you know, those bridal dress sales.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where people it was like that, but just those two. Just those two girls, two sisters.
Did they grab like one end of one shirt and one end of the other shirt and then like rip it? They're like, it's mine.
Well, they couldn't because their arms are weak and the flannels are strong. That's why we love flannels. But they would have.
I think it's so amazing that like like just the history of flannels throughout our year since like the early, at least for me, early 90s and going into today.
Yeah, I saw flannels tied around a waist of a mannequin at Kmart last week.
Yeah.
It's coming back. Oh,
it's coming back if it's at Kmart.
Yeah. Oh, like no, sorry, it was a Walmart. It was a Walmart. Oh.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, what's going on with that empty Kmart? There's like an empty Kmart in Fairfax that I'm like, it has nothing going on there, but seagulls hang out there.
And it's across the street from Chewy's, which has anyone been to Chewy's yet?
Dude, yes.
Is it awesome?
Yes.
We love Chewy's.
I approve.
First time we ever saw Chewy's was in Austin. So we went there and we're like, okay, they have Elvis's. This place is, the color is Austin. You know what I mean? Like it has that, you know, like.
Like that bright pinks and blues and sort of everything. Yellow. Everything looks like the inside of a 57 Chevy.
Exactly. Yes. That's and where they have
you know what else is cool? Okay. Their nacho display. Okay. They have happy hours, I think. It's like after 6 p.m. on weekdays.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the exact time.
Free nachos.
And it's in Cadillac trunk. And they open it up. And then they have like chips, cheese, beans, salsa. It's like delicious.
I kind of need that in my life.
You need that. You can have that every single day for free.
I probably shouldn't do it every single day.
But were you thinking about it though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Have you been to Austin before?
Yeah, I spent 2 or 3 weeks there. I was visiting my tattoo artist.
That's a lot of time to be in Austin, man.
I was thinking about moving down there. The job hunt wasn't going too well, so I kind of just gave up on it.
After a while, you just make your own jobs.
Yeah, that's what I do. Well, I'm, you make the jobs, and then I just show up. Actually, that's how this works.
That's how it is. But I wish I can give you more. That's how it is. I wish I can give you more. But like that's it.
Everyone wants to work more.
That's the thing. To me, when I saw flannels coming back, that blew my mind. I was like, really? This is happening?
So what inspired the flannels to come back? Do you think there's anything in particular? Or I noticed like Brie Bella has been wearing her flannels like with Daniel Bryan.
With the Daniel Bryan
colors. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, because she's like picking up on his lumberjack look. And so I feel like at least in wrestling, that's what I see with the flannel. But I don't know like what brought it back to the level of like having it at Walmart.
Can you decipher when and how and who started, Joey?
I think it's a Portland Renaissance.
Oh, that's true.
Because think, you know, that's where flannels first came from. Yeah. It was from the...
So
you know,
it wasn't Seattle.
Seattle, Portland, I can't tell them apart. I think they're in the same state. I don't know. I'm not good at geography. Okay, I've got an English degree. That's not my thing.
Someone else knows that.
I've got a mini computer in my pocket called a phone that will tell me what state that is in. Because we live in the future. But that's how they dress out there. And now I think it's coming back. I think the show Portlandia has something to do with it, but I haven't actually watched it yet. I know.
What?
I know.
At all?
I watched like one episode. I really want to get into it again, but...
Get into it again? You've only seen one episode?
Put a bird on it.
It's on my Netflix queue. It's right there. It's coming up.
We came in...
the other 86 things in my Netflix queue.
It's funny you bring that up because, Carrie from Slater Kinney's in that band, on the show.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like the main character of the show.
And Fred Armisen.
Also,
Portlandia, I just want to say, I think that is the most well-written show I've listened to and watched in a while. And the first 4 episodes that I saw, I actually couldn't stand it. I don't know why.
Really?
Because I like Fred Armisen and I like Carrie. She's great. And like everybody's great.
Was it too real?
It was like, it was just too much hipster. I was like, oh, it's too much hipster. It's like hipster takeover. I can't even watch it. But then I guess like the 5th episode, I don't know what changed me. But then I was like, I get it.
Because
I was like,
the whole thing's a joke. You understood it was a joke. Like it's like Andrew WK. People are like, what is this? Oh, I understand.
Okay, so it wasn't like the Parks and Rec thing where it was actually like not good for the first couple episodes. And then because I didn't actually get into Portlandia.
Well, we jumped into Portlandia like later. Just like in the 3rd season.
I don't remember.
We started watching things on demand. Okay. And then we're like, okay, one episode. And then we realized, oh, we have on demand. Might as well go check out the back issues of the episodes. And so then I saw that. And then, you just leave it on. And you're like, actually, this is pretty damn good. You know? Okay. Or we started to enjoy it.
I will check it out. I'll add that to my list of summer shows.
Once your 87 shows,
like the summer break shows.
Once Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
once the season finales of
Arrow are done.
So once May is done.
Once May is done, then I can go into my summer watching.
It is definitely, I think Portlandia is one of those things because it's not really story centric, so you can just pick up, wherever you want to go.
But they do have certain reoccurring characters
Seasonal reoccurring.
Yeah.
It's good.
So I recommend that.
I will add it to the queue. I'll I will move it up in the queue.
So, but you
so
think,
that's where the flannel.
That's where flannel
came,
came back.
That's my theory, is that it came back because everyone's sort of. And you always have that one. Everyone's got a few friends who have just left to go to like Seattle or Portland. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're
and
always.
Why? Why do you think that?
I don't know what it is. I guess maybe it's cheap out there.
Have
it's,
you been there before? Because I've never been
they
there.
They go
before.
There to like find themselves. I think.
Go there to find themselves.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know who I am. I need to find myself. I'm going to Portland and I'm going to Seattle. Bye.
I think that's it. And I have this theory that like there's two kind of official hipster destinations now.
Okay.
It used to be like San Francisco.
Really? I didn't know
too
San
expensive.
Was San Francisco one? I didn't know that.
Now that San Francisco is way too
it's
expensive.
It's way expensive. It's like DC area expensive. Ooh.
Yeah, it's up there with like DC and New York. And no one wants to go to New York because, again, New York is New York expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
San Francisco expensive. So people are now going to Austin or Portland.
Yeah.
Right? And my theory is that people who are like, well, I don't really want to go to Austin because while Austin is a very cool town, very chill.
Then they're like against Texas.
Exactly. You're in
which
the
I don't
center
understand,
of Texas.
It's the, but you're it's still like, in a cool town. I love Austin.
Yeah, it's a nice town, but I just don't want to go like out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you put yourself in a little island of cool and this
yeah.
giant thing. I mean, on the other hand, with Portland, all you have is rain, and I can mostly deal with rain.
Does it really rain that much?
It's Pacific Northwest, so
oh, that's true.
my best friend keeps saying like, oh, I'm gonna go to Portland. I'm gonna move in. I got a friend Carlos. I'm gonna move out there with him. And my best friend's like, dude, you get sad if it rains for like 3 days in a row. I don't know what you're gonna do. Okay, you couldn't live that way.
Yeah,
Seattle's like that too, from what I've heard.
Yeah, it's just
now just are they close to each other?
No,
they're not even close to each other.
One's in Oregon. And other ones in Washington State, you know, way up in the corner.
But Washington State and Oregon are like close, right? Like
I don't know. I would have,
like
again.
The,
I have to
I'm
check.
I'm doing like a hand
doing like
thing,
the like, Motor City Machine Gun hand thing.
Yeah, this is my view of where they are.
I mean, I don't think they're like close enough that you can like, you know what I mean? They're still far enough away that they're their own town.
Yeah, it's so amazing though because like you know it has become that type of scene and. I guess flannel, you keep them warm.
Yeah.
You know, it works.
They're warm. They're easy to eat.
Now, I don't understand.
Feels like
where,
somebody's hugging you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's surprising. I still wear my flannel. I started, I guess, a couple years ago wearing the flannel I wore in seventh grade.
Really?
I still have it for some reason. It's great. It's amazing. It's going to become the new caricature of me for the past 3 years. It's red and it always has to be red and black.
Red and black. Mine were always blue and white.
Blue and white's a good one too. Yeah, just, I got blue. I had blue and black at one time.
Nice.
What happened to that one? Do you still have blue and black?
No. I think it got left in Richmond one point. I don't know what happened. It wasn't really like because there's different types of flannels. You know what I mean? There's thin ones and then there's those hefty thick ones. Those medium ones are good. The one I have right now has more of like a that red and black square plaid one has more of like a thickerness to it. I don't know what it's like for farming or something.
Yeah, I always like the thin ones so I could wear them with my leather jacket.
Yeah, they can double layer that thing.
Yeah, because the leather jacket was sort of the point, but it's not actually as warm as you think a leather jacket's going to be.
Because it's leather. Because yeah. The texture itself can still be cold.
Yeah, and there's no insulation on that thing. It's just a layer of leather, a layer of that cloth stuff. Boom, that's it. So you needed something in there to keep you actually warm when wearing it.
That's why I did
it. So the leather jacket is basically like for looks only.
It's totally for looks only.
Statement.
And in case I fall off my bike.
Exactly.
Quick note to the listeners, I don't own a bike.
You don't own a bike.
I don't even have a bicycle.
But just in case, but it's because of the fawns.
Yes.
That's why I started wanting to have a jacket like that because it was the fawns. During Happy Days, that's what I was like, dude. I was watching Happy Days like in like eighth grade, and I was like, why is no one like cool like this anymore? Except like there's like Jake Summers from California Dreams. I don't know if you remember that.
That show, but I did not remember his name.
It's like a ripoff of Saved by the Bell, basically. Yeah. But then they would have it's different characters. But then
didn't they have
that,
their own band?
Yeah, California Dreams.
That's the band.
Yeah.
I don't remember like what happened or what any of them look like.
I always
but Saved by the Bell, I remember the characters and what they look like. So like, Saved by the Bell is a better show.
I feel like each show at that
era. Saved by the Bell is a better show.
during that era, I feel like each show had at least a few episodes where like the whole cast was like singing or they made a band. Because Saved by the Bell definitely had that.
Oh yeah, they had the famous Jesse Story episode.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of like Archie? Like they're kind of like, we need to have a band too.
Did Archie have a band?
Yeah,
Archie
Archies.
Totally had a band. Yeah,
the Archies. Like,
the Archies?
Yeah.
They
called them the Archies?
Yeah.
I think they toured with Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's where they get it from. I really think it's all based out of Archie. Did Archie have flannel?
No.
I know he had his like little Riverdale jacket, like his Letterman's jacket.
No. But you know what I want to see come back? People who eat eat a lot of burgers and wear crowns. I think Jughead.
Jughead
had some solid philosophical beliefs.
He's a hipster. Before
you think
hipster.
Jughead's a hipster?
I think so.
I see that.
They should make hipster Archie.
I always thought Jughead was like the jock, but like he was goofy jock.
He's like goofy. He's not a. I don't really think he's sporty.
He's not sporty. Was there a sporty guy?
He's like just the jokester.
Was Moose sporty? I mean, Moose looked like he'd be sporty. He was big, and they called him Moose.
Yeah,
Moose. That has to be it, man. I think it's amazing. Were you a fan? Are you a fan still of like the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, I may or may not have some Gin Blossoms in my car right now.
May or may not.
I have Gin Blossoms in my car right now.
Gin Blossoms are good.
Here.
I used to play Gin.
Jealousy. That's like the only thing I know.
Anywhere you go. That's a good. That's some good. Did they only have one album?
No, they had multiple albums. Oh. But they kicked out the guy who was writing it. Because that Hey Jealousy song, was that the line, you can trust me not to think and not to sleep around, was originally you can trust me not to drink and sleep around. But the rest of the band was so sick of the original writer / I think he was also the lead singer writing everything about booze.
Oh.
They kicked him out of the band and then they didn't get popular again once he was gone.
Oh, well, mistake there.
That's what happens, man.
Well, if he's writing about booze, the name of the band is Gin.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, come on, guys. What do you think he's going to do?
Gin Blossoms is a great band from the 90s, man.
It was.
That's some great. They still have some great bands in the 90s. I mean, you know, like, I can. But a lot of them had, like, one album that was solid, but then they changed their sound slightly.
Hootie. Yeah.
Like, Hootie. Sponge. I love Sponge.
Real Big Fish.
They had some good stuff, man. I miss that. Really, you can see all of them. Like, the prime of those songs are all in, not Evil Empire, but Evil Empire did come out during that time.
But
Empire Records has a great representation of that. Clueless was in the 90s, man. I loved Clueless.
You know, that was my first introduction. That was Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah.
He played the brother
in that. He still looks the same.
He looks exactly the same. He looked the exact same in the Ant-Man trailer as he did 30 years ago.
How awesome is that? I, like, admire that.
Also, how does he do that?
I'm like, dude, you preserve well.
He's congratulations. A beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man.
He's very beautiful.
I was talking about Friends today. I didn't realize that he was Phoebe's boyfriend, possibly a husband. I never saw the ending of the show.
Really?
In the last couple episodes.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, for, like, I guess 20 years now, Paul Rudd has just been romantic and charming and unaging. So
unaging, man. The same longing look.
Yeah.
I wonder what his secret is. We need to get him on the show.
I just always remember that scene in Clueless where like it's in front of the fountain and she's like, wait, I'm in love with Josh. I love that movie. That's a great movie. Like to me, like Clueless, Can't Hardly Wait, 10 Things I Hate About You, all those they had like in the 90s they had such like the horror movie phase too. Or was it really it was horror, but it was like conscious of itself horror.
Yeah,
like
the scream meta horror.
I love that stuff, man. I love that stuff. But then like later on, like early 2000s, you know, it started getting bashed. You know? Why is that, Joey?
Because there was sort of my theory, backlash against all of the
teen horror stuff.
Yeah,
teen
because
pop.
The was it Kevin Williams who was doing it? The same guy who was doing
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek was doing what was it?
I know what you did last summer.
And Scream.
Anything
and
with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
It was always with Jennifer Love Hewitt and sometimes Michelle Geller.
Yeah.
Or Sir Michelle Geller. And I think what happened is that everyone was just. And then they did and I want to say it was the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
With Jessica Biel? Was she in that? Yeah.
I think it was Jessica Biel. It was either that or Cabin Fever.
Okay.
Eli Roth, where they were like, you know what? Let's just make it super, super disgusting.
Because but Cabin Fever had Sean Hunter.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie. And
Eli Roth is a disgusting man.
He is a disgusting man. But I think what happened is that they'd been so long doing like, okay, a killer's going to stab you and then you die and that's it. And they were like, okay, well, no, these movies aren't for teens anymore. They're for like, I don't know,
people who want to see
grown-ups who are like, let's see it be gross and horrible. And kind of, okay, I like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Yeah, it was good.
But I might be saying that because I haven't seen it in 10 years.
I mean, did you ever see the movie Go with Katie Holmes?
Yes.
I loved, that's 90s. That was freaking awesome, man. That was like, to me, that was like That was like teen Pulp Fiction, dude.
I think that's what it was, they were going for.
It's legit like a multiple-tiered story with many different characters. Like, it was straight up like, okay, we're going to take the teen people and do a Pulp Fiction story with it.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It had a soundtrack with No Doubt, with the same song called Go. Do you have any like fond like 90s movies from the era?
One of my favorite movies of all time is Dead Man on Campus.
Dead Man on Campus?
Yes.
I remember that.
I love that movie. I watched it the day I saw it in theaters, the day I went to college for the first time. And then when I graduated
for the first time,
yeah, I went to college a lot. Mason and I had I'm wearing a Mason shirt, by the way.
Yeah. You're supporting school spirit
and
all the way to
Mason Day was like Friday. I didn't get to go. I was working, but they kicked me out and then took me back. Then
wait,
kicked
they
me
kicked
out.
You out? You got kicked out of school?
I was
of college.
I was kicked out of Mason.
Dang,
because,
you're badass.
Well, you know what it was? It was,
Disciplinary or was it educational?
It was educational. Apparently finals, they're really strict about taking them every semester. And if you don't take them for 3 semesters, they don't let you keep going.
How did you not take them for 3 semesters?
Yeah, I figured if that check keeps on cashing.
Because I kind of just stopped going to classes. I would sign up for classes and I'd be really excited about it in like the first couple weeks. Uh-huh. But then I'd be like, oh, this is a lot of work. You know what's not a lot of work? Hanging out at my friend's house and watching Army of Darkness over and over again. So that sort of became my college thing.
See, you should have just went to the film program because then that would be part of the research.
I should have. Well, I don't know why I was in the theater program at Mason. So then when I came back, I did the English program and got through it. And then when I finally graduated 2 Augusts ago, I made my friend sit down and watch Dead Man on Campus again. Holds up. The movie is brilliant.
Nice. I like when movies hold up. Like when you take a little break from them, you haven't seen them in a while, and then you're like, they're just as good or better. Or you catch little things that you didn't notice the first few times.
I get that with Simpsons a lot. Like references that like from the first couple seasons
mm-hmm.
that I have like, how old were we when Simpsons started?
How old? I have no idea.
Elementary school.
I remember 5 or 6. Though. I remember when that first came out, yeah.
Yeah, and we were children. We were wee little children.
We're wee little lads.
And now we're watch those first couple seasons. You're like, wow. There are some really subversive, weird jokes hidden in these first few seasons.
Yeah.
That I never caught.
Well, it's also because I feel like they weren't even aiming it for like kids.
No.
I mean, kids can watch it. You know what I mean? Because it was on primetime. That's a primetime cartoon.
Yeah, it was Thursdays at 8.
I don't know how you remember that. It's amazing.
How do I remember all the eggs?
Thursdays at 8. That's what I miss about like in the 90s. Like the whole TV schedule, I would know.
You had to like block it out.
I already knew.
And you knew the station numbers.
The station numbers, like Wednesdays, you know, you can watch Dinosaurs. You had TGIF. Even you had SNICK on Nickelodeon was there. You know what I mean? Thursday, depending on when, depending on who you were, you'd watch SmackDown or something like that.
And you know what?
I don't know what's on at all now.
No.
I have no idea.
It's like it's a weekly thing when I go over to my buddy's house to watch Raw.
Yeah.
And we'll go over. And if his roommate is watching something else, and she's cool. She's like, oh, you guys, it's 8 o'clock. You know, I'll put on Raw.
Yeah.
And give him the controller, and he will do the same thing every week. And remember what channel it is on?
Yeah,
like,
what
numbers do I hit? There's like 900 channels.
People don't even know phone numbers anymore, though, with the phones.
I have no phone. I have like one phone number
like
memorized.
What if, what if an emergency happened and you needed to call someone and you didn't have access to your phone?
Well, if you don't have access to the phone, that's over.
Yeah, I have
someone has to have a phone.
I have one phone number memorized. It's my friend Debbie's, and I won't say it on the air, obviously, but the only reason I remember it is because it's very similar to a famous song from the mid-80s.
Okay. Oh, really? It's like
seven,
that?
8-6-7-5-3-0-9.
It's one different.
Okay.
No, I haven't actually spoken to Debbie in like 2 years. She's married, you know, all that.
Well, would she help you if you were in a pickle?
I'm hoping.
And like, you're like, you're the only number I remember.
You're the only number I can remember. You have the song.
Oh, man. I feel like I need to make some type of emergency kit, like a analog emergency kit.
But there's so many. It used to be easier because not many people had phones.
Yeah.
But now like the call, what's it called? Like your caller ID or your contact list is just like in hundreds or something like that. So how are you supposed to memorize all of them?
You can't. It's impossible.
No, but you should at least know
911.
Maybe two. Or, yeah. Well, you know, two numbers. I feel like that are your main contact info, like emergency numbers.
Yeah. Like I know my number, but what's funny is that when I changed phones, it had a new number. It didn't take long for me to completely forget the other one. I had to go to Best Buy, and you know, you give your number to do the rewards program. They're like, "What's your number?" And then I was like, "Oh crap, it's my old phone number." I don't know what it is. I'd like dig real hard in my head. That's what's going to happen, man.
You know, I'm the opposite of that. I actually know your old cell phone number, but I don't know your new one. So if there was an emergency,
I was able to choose because my new phone number has all my favorite numbers in it. I saw it because, you know, when you get a new phone, they give you a list, or at least for Verizon, they you're like, oh, you have a choice of these numbers. And I saw the one that had all the numbers I liked. I was like, wow, this.
They
is
did not give me that choice at all.
Really?
They were just like, here's a phone, go have at it.
They just like hand it to you.
Yeah, I think the guy actually kind of like flung it at me like a backhand. He's like, here you go.
You're like,
take your phone.
You're like, it's a flip phone. There's buttons on this.
Sir, this is a 1982 Zach Morris phone. It actually has a battery pack.
It has a battery pack.
Come on.
It's the Poly Dangerously phone, dude.
This calls itself a car phone, sir.
I love that you're able to make all these awesome, like a Raven reference, like these wrestling references. It's so great about that. I love doing that to people who would have no idea.
Oh, nobody.
They're like Raven.
Who's what about Raven?
They're like nanobots. What's a nanobot?
They're like, is that a bird? But that's, you know what? During TGIF. Remember how we were talking about that on Friday? Well, obviously on Fridays. But there was like that show called Step by Step.
Yeah.
And I never really
Cody?
I never really particularly like liked it. Like, it was like okay. It wasn't horrible, but I always felt like I had to watch that to get to the next show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, damn, why am I watching Step by Step? But I always just kept it on.
What was wrong
like,
about Step by Step though?
There's nothing like wrong with it, but it just wasn't.
It was like a generic Brady Bunch.
It just didn't grab me. You know, like it was just there.
That 9:30 slot on TGIF is always that dead, like they always just throw something that may or may not stick. You know what I mean? Because I don't remember what's on that.
Okay, now I'm trying to remember what the actual time slots were. Because I know it was Boy Meets World, Sabrina.
Hell, Boy Meets World.
No, oh, I love Boy Meets
Hell
World.
Hell yeah. Well, high five.
Yeah.
Wait, we need to get audio for that. My hand
come on.
My hand was like clicking. Like that was my elbow. Okay, we did like a
the
five time.
It was awkward. High five.
I kind of, because it was
two
with my left
hand. Like, now?
Now, because also, first of all, it was with my left hand, and then my elbow was like cracking in the middle. Okay. It was my fault. Joey had it on par. Okay. I take the blame for the awkwardness of that, and I own up for that.
Oh,
and I
man.
Think that actually was a great high five because we did it like five times. Yeah. But the sound came out only like the last two times.
I don't understand how it was just like
no, it was like my. I'm not good with my left hand.
It's hard.
And then like my okay, let me do the right. That's
there,
better.
That's a solid
there
high five.
You go. Solid high five.
My right hand is better for that, but it was on the other side. I had to do a little twist.
I love the fact that like you know
Boy Meets World high five for the Boy.
Yeah, that's a high five for Boy Meets World. Do you watch the new one?
I haven't Girl watched it yet. Is it any good?
Dude, it's solid. It's good.
I like it.
I know there's a lot of people that are just like, no.
I mean, it's definitely for like a younger audience, and they have like the lesson and everything.
Yeah.
But like, I find it entertaining. I like it.
The heart is still there.
I mean, I went through a weird period where I watched iCarly every day, so that was, I don't know why.
I've never seen that show.
I don't even know what that's about. I know of the show.
I think it was on Disney or something.
It's always on Disney.
Yeah, like constantly. And I think that's what happened. Is it just like we left the TV on Disney one day and it was like a block of it. We couldn't find the remote. So we're like, well, this is something to watch.
Well, here we go.
I'm not.
You're like, I guess I'll watch it. It's like the Step by Step factor.
Exactly.
You're like, it's on. I guess. I'll watch it.
I'll watch it.
That was like the greatest times, man. I love that when SNCC came out, then it became like, oh, now it's like Saturday night's TGIF, and they had their little block of like, I guess they had Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the
Dark?
Maybe Pete and Pete was on that too. Pete and Pete is like when I look at it, okay, you had My So-Called Life, Pete and Pete, those are like pivotal '90s shows. Saved by a Bell, you know, those are '90s shows. You know what I mean? Maybe Family Matters.
You know when they had Nick at Night, they brought back like the older shows, like Welcome Back, Carter?
Yeah.
I was like into that too. I was like, oh man, they have older shows.
That's how I learned about, I learned about so much about life from those shows. It was so great.
Yeah.
Welcome Back, Carter. That's how I learned about Happy Days.
Yeah.
Hell,
Wonder Years was still in the 90s too, wasn't it? That was like early 90s.
I thought that was 80s. I can't remember.
I think it overlapped.
It throws you off because like it's like, it's a show that aired during that time, but then it was in the 60s or 70s, so, and it was shot completely different, you know what I mean?
Sort of like they did with Happy Days, which was shot in the late 70s, but set in the early 50s.
Yeah. So like Wonder Years is in like this weird, weird world, you know what I mean? But I remember them like existing as, you know what blew my mind is when like both of the, who started the Wonder Years? What's his name?
Oh, wait.
Who starred in the Savage Brothers?
Savage Brothers.
Like when
Fred
they
Savage.
Crossed when they crossed over, I was like, oh my god, Wonder. Like it never occurred to me. You know, like oh my god, the Wonder Years and my soul. Boy Meets World crossing over together.
Ben
and then
Savage
Winnie,
is
yeah.
Boy Meets World.
And then like they had Winnie showed up on Boy Meets World. I love those crossovers, man.
It's so good.
They're the best.
I myself miss it, but I also like I really enjoy it. There had like Parker Lewis Can't Lose. There was a good shows. Even like
you liked actually. I don't know if this is 90s. I think it is. You liked the one where Andy Richter saves the universe or something.
Oh,
like
that's
that?
No, that's 2000. Oh. That's like 2000. Okay. 2003.
I felt like that still had a 90s vibe.
It had a bit of that 90s vibe in there.
Like it was kind of like Remnants.
Yeah.
You know, it was, of course, a 90s show. It was the first three seasons of Buffy.
Yes, first three seasons of Buffy.
Which on their own feel like a completely different show from the seasons 4 and 5.
Like from senior year. That yeah. ends on senior year. And then
it ends with senior year. 4 and 5 is a different show. And then 6 and 7 is another different worse show.
But it still existed.
It still existed. And it's not bad. It's just, it's worse.
And yeah, it looked better, though. The
production value went up so much, but the
lack of caring.
The season 6 happened, and that was awkward.
That was such a good time. Oh, like a lot of people don't realize how great Buffy was when it first came out. Like people didn't experience it live, yeah. But that was a game changer.
Yeah, how important that show was to the idea of like, you know, cohesive season wide narratives.
Yeah.
Arcs and
like in characters, you know, and a supporting cast that people care about.
And the ability to occasionally lose a supporting cast
member. Now people will take that for granted. They're like, oh, yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
But like back then, we're like, oh, my God, I didn't even know that you can lose someone here and care about them. I didn't even know it could look like a movie. I didn't know this is the closest thing you can have to a comic book show. That's not really, literally, it was like a comic book character.
It was great. And everyone gets that. All the kids nowadays get that for free. They're like, oh, CW is doing Arrow and The Flash. I'm like, yeah, because of Buffy and to a lesser extent, Smallville. Let's give Smallville the credit it was due in its decade-long run.
Same with Supernatural,
that was on
sir.
There for 10 years.
What is Supernatural on? Supernatural's on like what? Like 30 years now? 40?
It's so.
And they
amazing.
Still look the same. So they're also on the same Paul Rudd medication or whatever they're doing.
Jensen Ackles and our Dean character is pretty much. Like, you know, if I were to cosplay, that's who I dress up as daily.
Yeah,
that's my,
you're
that's
like,
my
I'm just going to put on my jacket.
Emotional wise and, you know, and tone wise.
Well, I just need
I
the car.
Yeah, I just need that car. I'd love to get that car. Like, I love Supernatural. You know, that's good, but I haven't watched it past 5.
I've only seen a few episodes, like, all total. And people are always like, where are you going to watch Supernatural? Why don't you start? And I'm like, 12 seasons. It's the same problem I have with Doctor Who. I want to start at the beginning for a show like that.
Yeah.
And I know with Doctor Who, that means watching episodes in 1963, filmed in the back lot. It's creepy. But I can't get into it because it's just so much
There's
to go back to.
So but much here's, investment.
Here's the great thing about Supernatural. It goes like, there are arcs.
Okay.
Like large seasonal arcs that meet, that end at like a season, at season 4. And then starts another one when another, when like the older, the first person in charge left. So you know what I'm saying? Like the... You know, it's like if Joss Whedon were to leave, and that's now a different show. But I like the attitude of that show, so I recommend that from the beginning because that's when it was scary.
I'm going to one day check it out.
Yeah,
maybe over the summer.
Yeah, add it to your
queue.
That's
what I do. It's in my queue already.
Number 70 something.
See, it's tough.
I think it's like 105.
It's tough because there's so many shows now that are like hour long. That's a lot of time. I mean, at least Batman was like 20 minutes that you can just dish in and go out.
22 minutes out.
Yeah. And until they got to like Justice League, the 40-minute long,
the 2-minute, the 2-parters. But still, those were great.
Those are great. I love that stuff. Joey, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This is the first. It's funny. It's like you said you didn't even listen to any podcast, but then like you're on a podcast,
and then you're killing it
on
the
killing
podcast.
It on the podcast. Representing George Mason. Where can people find you? If you let them find you, are you leaving? Are you staying social media? What's happening?
I'm staying on social media. I'm going to start a blog soon.
Really?
I've been doing content.
Do you have a name for the blog?
It's just going to be Seph, S-E-P-H, Roseman.
Okay. I don't know where that comes from.
My first name's Joseph.
Okay.
And my last name's still Roseman.
There you go.
I'm the fourth, so we just there's so many Joe Rosemans out there that it just got really hard.
Yeah.
I need to come up with new variations. That'll probably be hitting eventually, and then hopefully I'll finish my novel in the next year or so, and then
cool.
I'll be able to come on and promote that maybe.
Excited. I'm excited when you get that done because you've been talking about it and you're always working on it.
Yeah.
So you know what's good? You know what's good about working on something? Finishing it.
Yes.
So yeah, what's your Twitter? Instagram?
Oh, Twitter is at Nemo Nixon, NEMONIXON, like the captain and the president.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
If there's one thing I learned today, it's to never approach a high five with your left hand.
That's right.
That is a life lesson for everyone, unless you're left-handed.
Yeah, unless you're left-handed. I mean, if it works for you, go for it. But it didn't work for me, so now I know.
Well, thanks, Joey. So, everyone, this show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at strayproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabeo.com. Also, some of my films at 1-shots.com, where you can also see Joey starring in The First Timer. Awesome job on that. That was a great. Everyone loves your performance in that, Joey.
Thanks. That was great.
Also, check out Carolyn's work. Also, check out me on as Mr. Bandit on soundcloud.com/Mr. Bandit.
It's just Mr. a slash, Shot. Not a backslash.
Yeah. And just look me up, Mr. Bandit. And check out Carolyn's work at curls-studio.com. Also, check out Curls, her comic strip, every Monday or every week, a new comic strip. Almost every time you look, it's going to be new. At curls-studio.com/curls. And that's the show. Carolyn, Joey. Joey, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, while you're here, let's do a podcast. That's what's the best part.
We had a good time.
Good time. And I will catch you later, Carolyn.
See you guys. Thanks for listening.
Be excellent to each other. See you later.